Roald Dahl was a famous British novelist, short story writer, poet, screenwriter, and also served as a fighter pilot in the Royal Air Force during World War II. He has been referred to as one of the greatest storytellers for children of the 20th century, writing almost 50 books in his career, along with many more screenplays, poems, and short stories. Roald Dahl was born in 1916 Llandaff, Cardiff, Wales, in 1916. His parents, Harold and Sophie Magdalen Dahl, were Norwegian and settled in Wales in 1880. He was named after the Norwegian polar explorer Roald Amundsen. Amundsen was a national hero in Norway at the time and was the first person to ever reach the South Pole. Roald spoke Norwegian when he was at home with his family. The entire Dahl family, both parents and his sisters Astrid, Alfhild, and Else, spoke their native language while at home. Roald Dahl's sister and father both died in 1920. His seven-year-old sister, Astrid, died from appendicitis, and weeks later his father Harold died of pneumonia at the age of 57 while on a fishing trip in the Antarctic. Dahl went to three different schools in different areas of the country. He first went to the Cathedral School in Llandaff, Cardiff. He was then transferred to St. Peter's, a boarding school, in Weston-super-Mare, and then, in 1929, he attended Repton School in Derbyshire. His teachers did not think he was a particularly talented writer. In fact, one of his English teachers wrote in his school report, "I have never met anybody who so persistently writes words meaning the exact opposite of what is intended." Roald was very good at sports. He was captain of the school squash team and the fives team. Fives is similar to squash, but you use either a glove or bare hands instead of a racket. He also enjoyed playing for the school football team. Roald Dahl was a very tall man. By the time he reached adulthood, Roald stood 6 feet 6 in, 1.98 meters, tall. Photography was another hobby that Roald enjoyed. He often had a camera with him. In 1934, he went on a hiking trip to Newfoundland in Canada. After his hiking tour was finished, he got a job with Shell Petroleum Company and worked in exotic locations like Kenya and Tanzania. Roald Dahl became a fighter pilot in the Royal Air Force in 1940. Before he became a pilot, he was a lieutenant in the King's African Rifles, an East African regiment of the British Army. In 1940, Roald Dahl was badly injured in a plane crash. He was flying a Gloster Gladiator biplane when it ran out of fuel and crashed in the Egyptian desert. He fractured his skull, broke his nose, and was temporarily blinded by the crash. He was able to drag himself away from the burning wreckage and then passed out. Dahl saw his first aerial combat on the 15th of April 1941 in World War II. He was flying a Hawker Hurricane and successfully shot down an enemy Junkers Ju 88. On the 20th of April 1941, Dahl took part in the World War II Battle of Athens. He flew alongside famous World War II ace Pat Patel and described the battle as an endless blur of enemy fighters whizzing towards me from every side. In late 1941, Dahl was sent from the war back to his home in Britain. He was invalided home after beginning to get severe headaches that caused him to black out. In 1942, Roald Dahl became a British diplomat. He was appointed as assistant air attaché at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. Dahl did not like being a diplomat, though, and he later said, "I just come from the war. People were getting killed. I had been flying around, seeing horrible things. Now, almost instantly, I found myself in the middle of a pre-war cocktail party in America." During the war, Dahl was recruited as a spy for MI6. He was recruited by the Canadian spymaster, William Stevenson, who was known by the codename Intrepid. Dahl provided MI6 with intelligence from Washington, working alongside Ian Fleming, who would later become the creator of James Bond. Roald Dahl left the Royal Air Force in August 1946. He left the service with the rank of squadron leader, and his record of 5 aerial victories qualified him as a flying ace.